Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, somebody else is coming to Virginia today. It's the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, and she is calling in to chat with us about her visit a little bit before she arrives in the Commonwealth. Good morning, Secretary DeVos. How are you today?
Good morning, John. I'm well. How are you doing?
We're glad to have you here. And I noticed that this is an important week, especially it's an initiative that, President Trump has prioritized. I understand you have too, HBCU week, historically black colleges and universities. And when I worked for Senator Allen in the Senate, that was a priority because Virginia has a lot of these schools that deserve to have attention paid to them. Tell me about your visit today.
Indeed. Well, I'm going to be visiting Hampton University and a demonstration of our continued commitment to HBCUs. It's actually HBCU week this week, mm-hmm. and we're celebrating the important role that they play in preparing young people for successful futures. My visit to Hampton will be the second. I was there with the vice president last year, and Hampton is doing an amazing job and thinking ahead about preparing both young and older individuals for a post-COVID economy. They're doing a great job. Want to go and help highlight some of the things that they're doing.
And tell me what those are. I was looking through some of the data, and I remember this from, you know, back when we were trying desperately against all odds to get some money sent to these schools, that it's not just, you know, get a poetry degree. It's prepare people in a very practical sense to immediately jump into the workplace and get a good paycheck.
That's right. They are offering all kinds of programs to upskill later age workers, as well as pre-apprenticeship and apprenticeship opportunities. You know, the president has been very focused on supporting multiple pathways for individuals to pursue, acknowledging that a four-year traditional college degree isn't the right thing necessarily for every individual. And in fact, there are many, many opportunities that don't require a four-year degree. And Hampton and other HBCUs are doing a great job of offering these opportunities to individuals with the communities they serve and beyond.
In the last few months of this first term, you know, in my opinion, hopefully there'll be a second term, but at least in the first term, what's on the agenda for President Trump and for you at the Secretary of Education, broadening it out from just HBCUs? I mean, what would you say you've achieved in this 4 years, and what can you do to push it over the goal line?
Well, our focus has been on students, as opposed to systems or buildings or the way we've always done things in the past. And we know from K-12 education on that when you focus on students and offering them the right opportunities, you're going to make the kinds of changes and policy adjustments that need to be made. We are focused on ensuring that parents at the K-12 level have more control over their kids' education. As schools are not serving the needs of families in all too many places today, many schools not reopening in any kind of in-person instruction or doing remote learning in a way that simply isn't working for too many kids, we're focused on trying to help parents have resources to make choices that are different than the ones to which they're assigned if that's not working for their kids. And, you know, the president and the Senate, actually across the board, there's a very strong support for a School Choice Now Act, which would empower families through state-based scholarship programs to do the things that they need to do for their kids. We know today, for many K-12 students, there's families creating homeschools or micro schools or learning pods or doing what they need to do to help ensure that their kids keep learning, because in all too many places they're simply not getting enough instruction, and or the instruction's not right for them. They're not being supported in the ways they should be.
It's weird, you know, some of my friends, and I still maintain some friends who are Democrats and pretty liberal, they have privately told me, man, this virtual learning is not going very well at our house. You know, we were trying to make it work, and they're contemplating what the other options are. Do you think that initial resistance from the teachers' unions and some parents who are skeptical of all Republican proposals, that might be dissipating as you look towards the future, providing parents with other options and you know, maybe cash back so that they can seek out other options to educate their kids?
Well, we know that parents today are more attuned to their kids' education than ever before. You know, they had them home for sure this spring, and they were able to observe what they were or weren't learning. And going back to school this fall has been currently a very uneven experience for all too many families. And just the other day, I visited in Newtown, Pennsylvania, a large athletic facility that was essentially providing an alternate school or a place for parents who were working for their children who had to be learning remotely to come and sit in age groupings, being overseen by another adult as they did their distance learning there. But parents are having to pay for this service. Meanwhile, all of their property taxes and everyone else's property taxes are going to continue to fund a system that simply is not responding and working for them in the way it needs to. And so, you know, I understand parents' frustration, and it speaks to all the more the necessity and the reason for parents to have control, to be able to take resources that are designated for their child and to use those resources so their kids can continue to learn.
Yeah, and if they're in a remote facility altogether anyway, I don't even care if they're 6 feet apart, why are we duplicating basically a school building but not using the real school buildings? I mean,
it's a very good and valid question.
Somebody's going to have to answer that down the road. I know you're pushing to try to get things back to normal safely, if that's possible. Betsy DeVos is the Secretary of Education in President Trump's administration. She'll be in Virginia today at Hampton University. And listen, you're welcome anytime. I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, John. I hope you have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.